Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, God is so excited about you already in progress.
After you read this mighty, awesome, powerful scripture, then you go to Matthew 18, 21 through 35. Peter came to him and said, "How often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Seven times?" Now wait a minute. Let me just ask you a question. How many of you in this room think that for a second that you could give somebody, and in one day, if somebody offended you, you could forgive them seven times without getting upset? How many of you could do that? That's what I thought. Maybe none of us. But what does Scripture say? When somebody offends us, we get into bitter to somebody, how many times are we supposed to forgive them? Peter said seven times. I think he thought he was on safe ground, don't you? But you know, if Jesus comes right behind him and says, "No, Peter, not seven times," well, let's see what the next verse says. And Jesus said unto him, "I will until seven times, but until 70 times seven." Now you got to be. Out of your mind. You know, it's impossible to forgive somebody 70 times 7 unless there is a consequence that goes with it that's out of this world. And I knew when I read that, I thought anytime the Lord tells us in this book that we must forgive 70 times 7, 490 times, I don't care who it is, your wife, your husband, or just a relative or a person you've met or what. If they offend you, you need to keep forgiving them. I don't care how many times they do it, even up to 490 times. And by that time, you'll probably be ready to go into a new day and you'll be ready to forgive again, right? Just think, there's got to be something wrong. When I read this, I thought, you know, I don't know anybody that's ever forgiven anybody seven times. Do you? Have you ever had to forgive somebody seven times in one day for the same thing or for anything? Most people don't. I thought, Lord, so when you go to 490 times, I thought, that's impossible. Nobody could do that. You know, maybe once or twice or three times, but, you know, seven times would be very difficult, but 70 times seven, nah. There's no way I could possibly forgive somebody 490 times. No way. Can't be done. Then the Lord says, I'm going to show you how the kingdom works. And maybe this will bring some light on the subject. He says, verse 23, "Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a king which would take account of his servants." Now, when Jesus tells you this is the kingdom and this is the way it works, you need to really pay attention when you're studying the Bible, when you read these kind of things. "The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a king which would take account of his servants." Verse 24. Read that to me.
"When he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents.
Okay, now that is about $4 billion. Now I realize today that's not very much, but I've never seen $4 billion. Have you?
No.
Never seen $4 billion, but if I had $4 billion, I could do some wonderful things with that if I had $4 billion. But anyway, read on, honey.
"But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made."
Now stop and think about this. Now then, if I have to forgive somebody up to 490 times, and I think about, what if I don't forgive them? This guy here, as he had not the money to pay the Lord, he commanded him to be sold. In other words, if you have unforgiveness and you don't forgive somebody from your heart, then you're going to have to pay this price. What would you think about your wife being hauled off, and what about you? They take you somewhere else. They take your wife somewhere else. They take your children somewhere else, and they sell everything that you had, all your assets and everything. Is it beginning to make a little bit more sense that you would be willing to forgive maybe a few times if you thought this really was going to happen? Let's go to the next verse. Let's see what it says.
The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all.
Okay, right there is a perfect example of what happens when this man, when he knew he couldn't pay, he fell down before the Lord and he worshipped him. Now that's a picture of our salvation is what that is. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you come to Jesus and you worship him and praise him and ask him to forgive you. And what this picture that we're seeing here so far is a picture of mine and your salvation. Could you ever have paid for that? No, there ain't no way you could ever have paid for what that price cost. But Jesus did. And how much did he charge us for it?
Nothing.
Nothing. He gave it to us for free. That's absolutely right. Have patience with me and I will pay you all. Verse 27.
Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt.
Okay, so when you and I come to Jesus, we ask him to save us, to fill us with the Holy Spirit. Does he ever turn one of us down? No, never. All you got to do is come in and say, Lord, I'm lost. I need Jesus. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've been a murderer, a rapist, you just name it. Every bad thing you can ever think about, and every one of those things, if you really come to him and ask him to forgive you and cleanse you, he will forgive you and make you whole. And now then, we'll go on from there. Forgave him the debt, verse 28.
But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest.
Whew, she had put a little emphasis on that, didn't she? Whew. Wow. Tucking by the throat. Man, have you ever wanted to get even with somebody like that? You probably have somewhere along the line before you knew what it was all about. Probably lots of people. I mean, people do this. I mean, it happens all the time. I mean, you hear even between husbands and wives where they get into a knockdown dragout, you know. They really do. Instead of forgiving, they have a fight or a brawl or whatever. Wow, isn't that something? And but we look at this and think how bad this is. Wow. Verse 29. Let's go to verse 29.
And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all.
Verse 30.
And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt.
I hope that had not been you. But wow, but there's sometimes people do that. You know, they will not forgive. And used to, I couldn't forgive if it went that far. At first, you know, before I learned the scriptures years ago. But now then that I'm learning what it says, it made it real easy for me to forgive. But he would not. Verse 31, that's the next verse.
So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done.
Okay, next verse.
Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, oh, thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all thy debt because thou desirest me.
Next verse.
Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?
Next verse.
And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him.
Wow. Think about that. The Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors. Who do you think the tormentors are?
Demons.
That's the demons. It says here, and delivered him to the demons or the tormentors till he should pay all that was due him. Wow. Now then, if you thought that God was going to turn you over to a tormentor or a demon, would it make it a little easier to forgive?
Yes.
Would it?
Yes.
I'd hope so. Let's go to the next verse, 35. Let's see what that says.
So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses.
If you knew, if you didn't forgive, that your children were going to be afflicted with sickness and disease and even die, would that make it a little easier for you to forgive?
Yes.
Do you know that many, many, many people that we've had the children, we've got many testimonies on YouTube and on the back there on the other testimonies where people have been angry, upset with each other, would not forgive each other, and their children suffered for years. In fact, the most awesome one I remember, there's so many of these things, but I was out at DFW Airport one day, and I went up to this office for something, and there was a lady up there that knew me, and she knew I prayed for the sick. She said, Thurman, my 16-year-old grandson is over at Cook's Medical Center with cancer. Would you go over and pray for him? And I said, sure, I'll go over and pray for him. Now, would you stop and think about this? A 16-year-old? He hadn't even started to live, has he?
No.
Should he have cancer? Why do people have cancer when they're young? Why do we have cancer when we're old? When we're not supposed to. If we obey God, how much sickness did he say he'd take away from us? All.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we'll return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God is So Excited About You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.